The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joining me in studio is Keith Barry, and his new book is called Sleep Hacks. And you're wondering, what the hell is a sleep hack? Well, he's here to tell me.
Good morning
and welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, this book was born out of sleep problems you had yourself.
Yes, so in 2007, I was in a massive car accident. I was on the way back from Jamaican's funeral, believe it or not, of Aiken Promotions. And yeah, I got hit by another car head on. And ultimately, the interesting thing about it, this starts with a story that has nothing to do with sleep and then ends up being sleep. But ultimately, I was 5 minutes from amputation. So my left leg was completely destroyed in that accident. So a broken knee, my metatarsals, which are the bones of your toes, they were broken. My tibia and fibia was disintegrated all the way down. So multiple fractures in both. And my foot was wrapped up around my shin going the wrong way. So really like bad injuries. And I remember the trauma surgeon, he's brilliant actually, Patrick Colin Maguire. He's actually since passed away, but I remember he was trying to get my foot back into its socket, and like he'd give me all the morphine and everything, but none of it was working. And he basically just stopped. And it was because I was tensing and screaming so much and tensing my body that my foot kept popping back out and wrapping the wrong way. And ultimately he said, Keith, your foot's blue, you're 5 minutes from amputation. And he said, don't know what to tell you, but you have to go somewhere in your head to figure this out. And that was the first time I actually realized I needed to practice what I preach to other people, because I've been doing hypnosis since I'm 14, and I genuinely self-anesthetized myself from the waist down using basically my mind to access my subconscious brain, and he put the foot back into its socket. But then after that, I ended up with chronic pain, and most people don't know this. Like, it's probably another program for you to look into. There's, depending on what statistics you look at, it's minimum 33%, but it can go up to 47% of the Irish population suffers from chronic pain, and I'm one of them. And
are you still in pain?
Yeah.
From that accident or from other things?
It's from the accident, and then I've done all the crazy, stupid stunts over the years. So I've picked up injuries from those. So every time when I go to sleep, my biggest issue is all the aches and pains that I have. So I set out to solve that. And the solve for me was self-hypnosis. And then I realized, as a hypnotist, I've put thousands and thousands and thousands of people to sleep using language, using hypnotic language. And really what that is slowing the brainwave states down, which is what we need to do to get to sleep. And then I've also assisted people with their sleep struggles using hypnosis.
Yeah, like, but you knock people out under hypnosis in jig time.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, so what is the... Okay, you're not going to tell me the trick. Maybe everyone can hypnotize other people or maybe not, but you can do it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it goes back thousands of years.
Thousands
probably.
Of years, yeah. And I explain a little bit about that in the book. Like James Braid, who was a psychologist back in the day, he used hypnosis. But ultimately, to get to it, like even Rory Best, he wrote the foreword for the book. The first thing, I started working with him years ago on a lot of different things. But ultimately, the first thing that I helped him with was his sleep. He had bad sleep quality. And again, I suppose the unique quality of this book is I attack it from three different phases. You have to do that.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that being written about in other books. The first part being the physical, which we've just mentioned, how to relax your physical body in preparation for sleep. And you have to do that, right? You got to get the physical body relaxed down. Then relaxing down your conscious mind. Like we were talking about this off air. Like we all have those busy bees inside our brain, right? When we lie down, sometimes you start thinking about the day you've just had. You start thinking about the next day. And that's not everybody, but different people have different sleep issues. So you have to quieten the conscious mind down. And to do that, I put a whole load of different visualizations in the book to help just quieten that conscious mind down. Some of them are like visualization distraction methods. Others are designed to bring you down to an alpha theta brainwave state. And then finally, what I've called a hypnomagical, which is really, I suppose, the unique selling point of the book, which is my own take on hypnosis and how I've used that to help people with their sleep quality over the years. And there's a whole bunch of different self-hypnosis techniques in there. And then if people struggle with self-hypnosis, I suppose, I've also put audio downloads on my website so they can use my voice to guide them into a nice deep sleep, you know.
How prevalent are sleep problems? I mean, okay, if you're in pain, very difficult to sleep, and somehow you've got to alleviate the pain. Some people take anti-inflammatories or whatever before they go to bed. But I mean, that's...
But you see, look, we're over-medicated in this world. And look, we're aware of that. Like, it's not a big secret that we're over-medicated, right? So, you know, and it's interesting to me that around the world you can get melatonin. So you want to naturally kick in the hormone melatonin before you go to sleep. And that is our sleep hormone, if you want to call it that. But interestingly, you can get it all around the world, except in Ireland, you can't get melatonin. But I say to people, that's not a necessarily big problem. You can kick in melatonin naturally into your system. And here's the thing. You get the design your own system within the confines of the book. So I have like any amount of hacks in the book, but you pick one from each section and combine those three different hacks for your own system. Try for 21 days and then switch out a point. So for example, what works for me, I'll tell you what works for me out of the book, and people might want to try this straight away.
Are you going to give us the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And this is what works for me, but what works for you out of the book might be different now, right? Interestingly, 2 kiwis a day. So 2 kiwis a day, and you're looking at me surprised. Because
2 New Zealanders a day, yeah, where are you going to find them?
Any kind of kiwis at all. So I always say, for me, within 3 hours of bedtime. So in other words, you kind of want to stop eating 3 hours before bedtime to allow your digestive system to relax.
Okay, now they're loaded with vitamin C, kiwis, aren't
they? Yeah, so a lot of people know of them from vitamin C, but they're also packed with melatonin. So, you know, people are used to trying, you know, you can't get them in Ireland, but people are always looking for a pill, right? They're always looking for, you know, just take 2 kiwis a night. And of course, it's going to take a while for that to build up in your system, but you should see the effects after about a week. And there's studies being done on this, like large studies done on this, and very successful studies on athletes and normal people, two separate studies.
Two whole kiwis,
yeah,
which are each the size of an egg.
Yeah, and you get the side effect that, as you said,
they're delicious.
Packed with vitamin C as well. So 2 kiwis, that's the physical part. Now, I have other physical things in the book, but that's what works for me. Then out of the psychological part, what really works for me is the glowing orb of relaxation. I really love that, and I do it every night to myself, and that's for my aches and pains. But you don't need it just for aches and pains. You can do it anyway. So basically what you do is you visualize a purple light. Now, here's the science behind this. If you just close your eyes in preparation for sleep and you get off the phone, we all know we need to get off the phone, all the rest of it. Close your eyes, you visualize a purple light, and you visualize that purple light going into different parts of your body, starting with your feet and then your ankles, your shins, your knees and your thighs. This does two things, right? And as you bring that purple light through each part of your body, you make a conscious choice to allow that part of your body to relax. Now, what will happen here is two things. First of all, of course, you're not thinking of the busy bees because you're focusing on your creative visualization.
You're too busy kind of creating
this
purple.
Yeah, but then more importantly, you're bringing your brainwave state down from a beta brainwave state, which is what we're in essentially when we go to bed. We're in it now, beta brainwave state. You're slowing that brainwave state down into an alpha theta brainwave state. That's what you're doing. So you're slowing your mind down in preparation for sleep. Then when you get into the hypnomagical, the third section, for example, I love dreambound descent. I'm a creative. So I like to lucid dream. I enjoy lucid dreaming. I use it to create shows. Even if they're wacky, weird dreams, I get up the next morning.
What is lucid dreaming? Is that a controlled dream?
Controlled dream, where you get to design your own dreams.
You bring yourself to certain
exactly,
places.
Because you're guiding yourself in there. But also within that, the techniques are designed to bring you down then towards a delta brainwave state, which is what we want to be in and, you know, to get into a good quality deep night's sleep. So that's the three stages that work for me. But what works for me may not work for you. And you try different things out of the book, and you try what, you know, with your gut instinct might work for you as well, you know.
But the fact that you're keeping your brain busy doing this, as you say, can push out all the cares
all the
of the world. And now, the business of on devices, screens, be it the telly in the corner of the bedroom or whether it's a phone in your hand or whatever it might be. I mean, the evidence for blue light is not great because the blue light from a phone, according to Stuart Pearson, I think his name is, professor of circadian neuroscience at Oxford, he said it's such a weak light anyway, that's not doing you harm. And all the experiments that suggest that it does you harm were based on people being forced to look at the phone for 4 hours.
Yeah, so I think he's right and he's wrong. There's a dichotomy there. So
because the content of what you're looking at would be more stimulating than the light itself.
Well, there's two things. Look, regardless of science, me, anybody else, think about it just logically, right? Completely just from a layman's standpoint, right? years ago, when we were getting ready to sleep, when the sun goes down,
you go to sleep.
You're kicking in your circadian rhythm. And this guy's a circadian specialist. But ultimately, when the sun's going down, that's when melatonin is kicked into your system. And that prepares us for sleep. If we're sitting in our bed and we're on our phone, regardless of blue light, white light, red light, I don't care what the light is, right? Ultimately, that light is activating your reticular activating system. It's activating different parts of your brain. And then secondarily, like what you said, information that goes, I always say this to people, and it doesn't even matter if it's to do with sleep. We're here to talk about sleep in the book, of course, but ultimately, information that you're looking at on your phone, when it goes in subconsciously, unless you know, like somebody like me with hypnosis, whatever, how to eliminate that, that will stay in subconsciously. And that's how people come out with anxiety, depression. They don't understand the effect that this is happening on their subconscious brain.
I mean, for younger people who are tied to their phones and they're looking at maybe stuff that's bullying them or excluding them or something just before they go to sleep. That's
terrible.
Not good at all for them.
No, it's really bad. And you know, back to kind of what you mentioned at the start, you know, how I realized how important kind of this book is at this moment in time is since the pandemic, I have had an influx, and I mean a huge spike, in people coming to my website asking me personally, can I help them with their sleep? And then secondly, we've had a huge spike of adults, parents, asking us, you know, asking me, can I help them with their kids? And look, I'm not a qualified child psychologist, so I can't help these kids, unfortunately. I try to defer them on or refer them on to other people. But ultimately, all of these spikes are in a large part down to the devices. And then secondarily, worry. Like, you know, it's like we talked earlier on, like people, I mean, I know you have to report on, you know, cancer and death and wars and pandemics, but this is all going in subconsciously. And when we're trying to sleep, our brains are overwhelmed. So that's what the book is about, quietening down those three parts of your body.
So this is DIY. We do it ourselves based on the hacks in the book.
Yeah.
But could you, for example, hypnotize someone and like a child who's having difficulty sleeping and whenever the mother says Jiminy Cricket, they drop off?
Well, could you
do that?
Not exactly that. But in the back of the book there, I have a whole story that you can read to your child. So the story is designed with hypnotic language in there so that you can read that to your child as they're going to sleep and to allow them to just pass away into a nice, peaceful, happy night's sleep. And I have that whole story in the back of the book. And the reason I put that in there is I have two kids. They're 16 and 12 now. And thankfully, they sleep very well, actually, both of them. But when, especially Brianna, my daughter, when she was very young, she had trouble sleeping. So I wrote that story all those years ago with hypnotic language bedded into it for my own children. And I read it to her every night and she just drifted away every night.
And she still says to you, Dad, whatever happened in the end?
Yeah. She never remembers. Yeah, I'll have to give her the book to read the end. But people can do this for their own kids. And I think it's a lovely thing, you know, that you're reading them a story, but you're also basically hypnotizing them to sleep in a very gentle way and in a very nice way, you know.
I'm sure a lot of people are kind of interested in your pain relief self-hypnosis. Because people, as you mentioned, have chronic pain.
Yeah.
And how you can, you know, literally forget about it.
Yeah, you override. Yeah, so, because pain is a message to our brain. And ultimately, you know, I suppose it's hard for people to understand that we can control pain with their brain. So I don't take any pain medication. Now, besides the arthritis I have in the left ankle, I have arthritis in my left knee.
This is from the accident.
Those are from the accident. And then I've got a degenerative disc in my lower back, which I think is also from the accident. But then from the other crazy stunts, because I've done a lot of those big stunts, like upside down straitjacket escapes and underwater escapes. Like I've got tendonitis in both elbows. I've got impingements under both shoulders.
You did a terrifying freezing adventure.
Yeah, and that was that's the one I would never do again. I froze myself in a ton of ice for 47 minutes. That was stupid.
And you were being monitored. Your vital signs were being monitored all the time.
But my kidneys were affected by that. Now, they did recuperate over a period of time. But again, so I've got a lot of pain and I think just people out there need hope, right? They need to know that I very often hear people saying with sleep and with pain, both of them, people feel so overwhelmed and they feel like hopeless. And I want to tell people, look, yes, I'm here, obviously, to promote a book, but just know that you've never tried everything. I hear people saying, I've tried everything. You haven't. Respectfully, you haven't. There's always something that you'll find. And when you find that one thing, it's so exciting for me to find people. Like, you know, Keith Duffy wrote another foreword for the book, and I found it just a little hack for him, and now he's getting perfect, beautiful sleep. And he thought he tried everything, and Rory Best and so on. So I just want people out there to know that there's hope and you can find things. And try the two kiwis a night to start with. I mean, just try that alone and see what effect it has.
It won't do you any harm, that's for sure. And
well,
you're getting your vitamin
really
C, your daily vitamin C.
Exactly.
Anyway, the book is called Sleep Hacks, subtitled Discover the Life-Changing Tranquility of deep sleep, which is what we all want. And its author is Keith Barry. It's in all good bookshops. Keith, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.